KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
It's the eve of the budget speech, and industries across the country are waiting with bated breath to hear the finance minister's plans for growing the economy. The SA Cane Growers Association has again called on Enoch Godongwana to scrap the sugar tax. The group's Thomas Funk says the health promotion levy continues to hurt the industry.
The sugar tax is destroying jobs in rural economies in KwaZulu-Natal and in Mpumalanga without any real evidence that it has positive health outcomes. The tax destroyed more than 16,000 jobs and 2 billion rands in income in the first year alone.
The levy on sugary beverages came into effect in 2018 with the aim of reducing diabetes and obesity in South Africa. In its mini-budget in October, the minister held off on a levy increase, acknowledging the financial strain on producers. Funk says an increase now would be a costly move for consumers as well.
The only concrete evidence we have about the tax is that it led to job losses. Yet foreign-funded activists demand an increase based on conjecture without any concern for rural economies it could destroy. SA Cane Growers has invited Minister Godongwana to come and visit the sugar industry to understand how the sugar tax is not supporting economic growth and rural employment.
KZN Human Settlement says housing construction delays will no longer be tolerated. MEC's Boniso Duma says in some cases developments have been put on hold for years and for various reasons. He's issued a warning to contractors saying they risk losing their developer status if they cause unnecessary delays. Duma says they've stepped in where district municipalities fail to provide funding for the provision of bulk infrastructure. Speaking at a media briefing in Durban yesterday, the MEC said they've spent more than 1 billion rand on electricity, water and sanitation, which are bulk services that usually fall under municipalities.
I wish to mention that the following project, as an example, one Tubale to under Umthonjane local municipality, King Jotayo said it will take 15 years to provide bulk infrastructure. People of this municipality cannot wait any longer. Just for this reason, we've allocated 61 million for the installation of bulk water service and another 19 million for construction of water infrastructure in the area.
And police say they're searching for 8 foreign nationals in connection with a violent incident captured on camera at a popular Pretoria nightclub. Videos surfaced on social media this week showing a group of men being tortured and assaulted at Zanzu and Hatfield. 3 victims of the alleged assault have opened a case with police. National SAP spokesperson Atlende Marte says the main charges that are being investigated are rape, assault, intimidation and kidnapping.
We are calling on a man who claims to be a former bouncer of the nightclub who goes by the name of Pablo on social media platforms to also come forward to assist police investigations. Pablo has made numerous allegations and police are of the view that he would be instrumental in assisting police to solve this particular case.
A recap of our lead story, the SA Cane Growers Association has again called on the finance minister to scrap the sugar tax. Enoch Godongwana set to deliver his budget speech tomorrow. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.